closer.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. Today's a really interesting topic because, well, I don't know how much you read up on all this systems performance stuff, but I'm guessing if you listen to this podcast, because it's not really that fun, it's more technical, I'm guessing you read up on a bunch of this stuff. And so the question I'd ask you is, last winter, did you happen upon the four-part article that Black Diamond Skis, they're kind of the ski company. You know, if you made a little Maslow's hierarchy of needs of ski companies, Black Diamond would be up there in the self-actualized part of the triangle. They're the company. They did a story, a really incredibly interesting story on avalanche safety. And I'm not going to talk much about that story, although I probably should, because it's really good. And if you haven't read it, find it, Google it, it's there, it's on the web. I did learn something really interesting. Of avalanche fatalities in North America, almost all the people who die are either complete novice skiers or complete expert skiers. In fact, people in the middle level almost never die. And that is our topic for our operational excellence safety moment today. Experts. You need experts. In fact, experts are vital to your organization's ability to perform mission. And the crazy thing about being an expert is that the more times you do a job successfully, the more you become closer to an expert. And if you really want to take this down a weird angle, it actually takes an expert to recognize an expert. If you're not an expert, or if you don't have expertise in the topic area, you probably will not know how much expertise the actual expert has. That is the beginning of our discussion. Because I'm going to say one thing, and this helps understand expert performance better than probably anything else I could say to you. And that one thing is this. Expert performers follow closer to the margin of safety and failure than non-expert performers. Experts get closer to the edge than non-experts. Now, what do we do with that? Well, if you manage experts, and you do, you absolutely do, one of the things that's important is to stop talking about failure as if it is a logical conclusion, because to an expert, it almost never is, and start talking about managing margins. Even as they move farther and farther into their expertise, they want to ensure that their margin for recoverability is always available to them, even as experts. In fact, one of the challenges you have in your organization is to include experts in determining what an appropriate level of recoverability is. Once they're involved in that conversation, and once they realize the reason why that margin must exist and recoverability is important, then what your expert manages is not failure, because they rarely have failure. What they manage is recoverability, the margin of safety. That conversation is much different than asking expert performers to not perform at expert levels. They're expert performers. They will perform at expert levels. And let me add again, you count on them perform. You rely on them performing at expert levels. Experts always move closer to the margin than normal performers. That's our safety moment for today. It's just a thought provoker. That's all it is. No more, no less. As always, thanks for listening. It's great having you on board this podcast. It really does make a difference. And plus, it's kind of fun. I like hanging out with you. Have fun every single day. Learn something new. And for goodness sakes, be safe.